It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today.
Anytime in November is a good day for a ball game, I guess. I mean, normally it's like all about October. Right? We're all about October baseball. Now it's November.
Remember, there used to be Mr. October.
Yeah, who's Mr. November?
Maybe tonight we'll find out.
Well, it could be Josh Tomlin. We'll hear a little bit from him later. He talked to the media yesterday during the workout, and now he's ready for Game 6 tonight. We're enjoying the studio this morning with Ryan Aroney from United Way of Greater Lorain County. And before we get down to business about United Way and everything, just mentioned, Ryan, you mentioned offhand before, and you went to one of these watch parties. Now, I want to know, this to me is a new phenomenon. I don't really understand it. It's kind of just like watching a baseball movie on a big screen. Tell me about your experience watching a game in Chicago from Progressive Field.
I had a blast. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was basically watching a baseball game on the largest television in the world with 30,000 of your friends. It basically what it amounted to. And if you're like me and you get really into the games at home and you talk to the TV and you yell at the players and you drive your wife crazy, then it was a perfect environment, because that's all it was just cheering, just like the people were actually in front of you. But we had a lot of fun, and it was funny. We joked with the people around us. Every time the action would start, you naturally looked down to the field. You know, the commercial breaks, you're seeing people in the crowd. The action starts, you look at the field, and there's a tarp, and you're like, what is going on? So it took a while to get used to watching it on the scoreboard.
Craig, I think holograms, this is the future. You know, they have artists. You can go see a musical artist. They can perform and not really there. This is what they'll start doing, filling other stadiums with a game taking place somewhere else, but it'll be actually represented in your ballpark.
And maybe throwback players using video film from days gone by.
Well, now we're getting the Field of Dreams or something like that.
Eric Ty Cobb.
Sure, right. And nickel beer, right? Is that what you're trying to...
10-cent beer. Sure. And then they could have a riot.
Right, like that, too. So, of course, when everything ends and the TV goes away, they just, you know, now you're left to... all everybody leaves, and it's kind of a whole different atmosphere. But now there's going to be real people. Real people. There'll be the people there at the cheering on the Indians tonight at Progressive Field for game number 6. It's really exciting. It's kind of a big positive attitude that brings to a community when something like that happens.
Yeah, that's what I love most about it. I'm a big sports fan, a big baseball fan especially, but I just love most the sense of community and, you know, high-fiving and hugging and being happy with everybody is what I love most about it. So hopefully we get to experience that again tonight would be great, but anytime in the next couple of days, I'll take it.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit of what's happening with the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Still in the campaign mode, I suppose.
Right? We are, yeah. It's right in the midst of our annual fundraising campaign. So for us, we're hitting the ground running. We've are very fortunate to have companies here in Lorain County that are tremendously supportive of us. So we've been spending a lot of our time there with the workplace campaigns. But we're also in the midst of our community campaign as well. So folks out there who maybe don't get an opportunity to donate through their workplace, you can always visit our website, uwlorainecounty.org, and make your pledge that way. We have mailers that have gone out. Our billboards are up. Our ads are running on WEOL. We're making these types of appearances, and it's all to rally support of the community to donate to United Way. And then it's our responsibility, and it's part of why I'm here today, to report back on what it is exactly that we're doing so you can see how that money goes to use.
In recent years, you've come by our place here and talked to our staff. What opportunities do other businesses, other organizations have to have someone like you or a rep come out and speak?
That's a great question. That's what we do a lot of this time of the year is go out and we set up lunch and learns and presentations at staff meetings and whatever opportunity there is for employees to naturally be together. We try to get, you know, 5, 10, 20 minutes on that agenda, whatever it is that's available. And we'll come in and do a presentation, and that's exactly what it is, a report back to you on the work that United Way is doing. So you can see if you do decide to make a gift where exactly it's going and how it's staying here in Lorain County to make a difference. And so we always encourage people to reach out to us for those opportunities, and we'd love to get in front of people and spread the word.
We're starting to get into November, December. This is sort of the giving season. People start thinking about that. So you end up having to compete with other organizations. I mean, everybody's working for a good cause. How do you kind of balance that and try to keep your name out in front of everybody?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think you guys know enough from working with us. We try really hard to not compete. And, you know, through our campaign, there's kind of a couple answers to that. Number one is we believe in collective impact, and that's really an understanding that by working together with organizations, we're able to achieve more than we could on our own. And so what we tell people is if you believe in that collaboration and you believe in collective impact, United Way is the way to make your gift make the most impact, because we're going to spread it and leverage it with other community organizations. And we have over 120 partners. The other answer to that is we allow designations through our campaign. So if you have a particular agency out there that you're very fond of and you don't have a direct channel to be able to donate to them, United Way could be that way, and we're happy to be stewards of that. But ultimately, we're just we believe in that collaboration and working with others, and if we can bring organizations together, we think we're going to make a big difference.
You've received statewide and national recognition for those collaborations. You mentioned you have 120-some partners. Are there any more in the pipeline? Are there any more possibilities?
There are. It's another good question. So we have right now 11 community collaboratives, and actually it's a little bit of a sneak peek. We have 10 of those that we've announced publicly. So we have an 11th that is functioning and has been approved by our board that we haven't announced yet, and we're actually going to get some information on about that really soon, so folks can keep an eye on the news here in November for a kindergarten readiness initiative in Lorain. So we're really excited about that. And then we're working to get a 12th. Hopefully in the next year or so, we'll get a 12th. And that will probably be about our full suite of community collaboratives at that 12. But the partners within those community collaboratives are constantly evolving. As we discover new needs or new strategies that are working to help us, we'll add new partners to those existing community collaboratives.
Well, using that network thing, partners tell you about other things that you may not have known out, and the closer you are, the separation becomes narrower from organizations that you may not have, or a need that actually is out there that you haven't thought of.
You're right. And when we started this process, we had groups called Impact Advisory Councils, and these were really community experts that kind of brainstormed together and shared their resources with us on what the needs were in the community. And where we decided to really target our focus was really an intersection between the greatest need and where we were actually positioned to help make a difference. And so that's where we started our focus. But as we continue to work, we discover new gaps and new needs, or maybe a new need arises that wasn't there when we had that conversation. And that's what we really appreciate about this collective impact approach, is that it is evolving and it's fluid and it allows us to adjust. It just doesn't make sense for us to put resources and put money and funding into something and be really rigid if it proves that it's not working, or if it proves that that's not the greatest need anymore. We need to make an adjustment to make the smartest decision with that money and to get the best results possible.
Speaking this morning with Ryan Aroney with United Way of Greater Lorain County, besides the monetary donations, the work through that, the volunteer, sort of just manpower, elbow grease, that is, works well. What volunteer opportunities do you have that maybe you want to talk about today?
So we have constant needs for volunteering, and as the work of our community collaboratives continues to expand, volunteer opportunities are more needed than ever to get that people power and get people on the ground to do the work. And so the way that we do that, we have a partnership with Hands On Northeast Ohio called the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. And we have a calendar that's based on our website with ongoing volunteer opportunities throughout the community. And so the way to get involved in that is to sign up, and you get to do an orientation, a one-time orientation that kind of explains this model, explains how you sign up, how you log into the projects. And once you do that orientation, the calendar is open to you. You can do any project whenever you want, when and however often you like. There's no long-term commitments, really flexible. And so we're encouraging people to get involved in those. We have two new volunteer orientations per month. We do the last Sunday of the month out of our office, and we also do the second Thursday of every month at Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio, and you can also do a project there, so you can do the orientation and a project in the same day. And long-term, the thing that we're really looking for to help us expand our work are volunteer leaders. The way that this works is we continue to expand the amount of volunteer projects we have by putting volunteers in charge of those projects. And so we get volunteers out, we get them oriented, we get them experienced. If they show an interest in leading those projects, we train them to be the leader. and we're always looking for new leaders. So folks out there who are looking for volunteer hours or leadership experience or opportunities to showcase their skills that maybe they don't get to showcase during the day, this is a great opportunity for you to get involved and get those things for yourself, but also help us and help the community get more work done.
And we've also reported you're looking for maybe an opportunity to relocate. Tell us what that process is all about.
We are. We're really excited. So we're currently leasing space in Lorain on Northridge Road. We've been there for about 30 years. And we have an opportunity to purchase a building in Lorain on Broadway Avenue, so right in the heart of downtown Lorain. We're really excited by this. It's over 10,000 square feet, which, again, as we continue to expand in our work, we need more room to do the services that we're doing, the volunteering, the free tax prep, and the direct services that we're now doing. And so it's just a tremendous opportunity for our organization to, number one, be a part of the revitalization of downtown Lorain. I think we're really excited by that. It puts us in a right in the center of where there are people who need our help, but also we're uniquely positioned to bring people into downtown Lorain who maybe aren't normally going down there with our donor base and our corporate partners. And it's also long-term a smart money decision. It's going to save us money in the long term. We're going to be more stable. It's just going to be a really smart fiscal decision. So all of those things added up, I think, makes it a great opportunity. We're tremendously excited by it.
So where does it stand today? What do you have to do next to get in there?
So we're just kind of in the due diligence stage right now in terms of finalizing everything with the building. It's been approved by our board of directors. It's been approved by Lorain City Council. The city of Lorain owns the property. And then once we get through that, we'll get into a design build stage. So we'll propose out some design opportunities because we are going to build out the building. It's a relatively new structure. It was built in 2000, but it's really open. It's warehouse space in the back. So we're going to build it out to fit offices, to fit our direct services. So we'll go through the design process. We'll bid it out for some bids for the actual build out. And best case scenario, probably somewhere in the spring or summer of 2017, we could be moving into downtown Lorain.
Sounds good. Lots of neat things happening with United Way of Greater Lorain County. You can always go to uwlorainecounty.org to find out more as well and get details about volunteering as well. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Go Tribe.
Go Tribe, definitely.
Ryan Aroney with United Way of Greater Lorain County.